A new study provides further evidence that global warming is on track to cross 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial averages in the next decade. And that'll happen regardless of how much greenhouse gas emissions rise or fall over the next 10 years. The study, published by researchers from Stanford and Colorado State Universities, found that the Earth is also on track to exceed 2 degrees warming, which international scientists identified as a tipping point, with a 50% chance that grave benchmark would be met by mid-century. Now, the new time to threshold estimate results from an analysis that used artificial intelligence to predict climate change using recent temperature observations from around the world. Professor Peter Thorne is director of the Icarus Climate Research Centre at Maynooth University. Peter, good morning. The message from this study is bleak. How impressive and reputable is this study, its scientists, and the methodology that they've used?
So it's published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, which is a high prestige journal. These are serious scientists. Noah Diffenberg, the lead, was the head of the technical support unit for Working Group 2 of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change in its fifth assessment report. So this should be taken seriously, but equally it is a single study, and beware the single study syndrome.
Does it tell us anything new, or is it reinforcing what we've been hearing from that intergovernmental panel?
Well, I've looked at the paper. Obviously, it's very new, so this is a first blush look. It is very consistent in terms of, in particular, crossing 1.5 with the results of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the Working Group 1 report. It diverges somewhat more on 2 degrees centigrade, and that will be an area where we need to look further.
Now, at present, I think the world is 1.1 degree hotter on average than pre-industrialisation, and we are seeing the impact in more extreme weather patterns and so on. What else are we going to see? What further differences are we likely to see in our climate, in our world, as we edge closer to 1.5 first?
Well, one of the things that's really important to realise is that temperature might be linear, but the impacts of temperature changes are very much not linear. They will get much worse at 1.5 than the 1.1 we have today, and they will get much, much, much worse at 2 degrees centigrade. So it's very important that listeners are fully aware that it will get worse very quickly the more we push the climate system.
And Peter, when you hear that there's an inevitability around the 1.5 and we're pushing to 2 by mid-century, people could become, you know, very depressed about this, feeling helpless about it, that feeling of there is nothing we can do now. We're heading, you know, for a doomsday scenario.
Well, the response there is what I just gave you. The responses to climate change get much, much worse the more we warm the climate system. So if we miss any given target, the next best thing we can do is stop warming as quickly as possible. It's never really too late to take action on climate change in regards to mitigating against even worse outcomes. We need to get serious about it, and we need to get serious about it now.
But, and I'm not just talking about this country, does the world need to redouble its efforts? Are the targets that countries are setting enough? Do we need to be much more ambitious?
We need to absolutely up our ambition. The Working Group 3 report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change makes very, very clear that it is technically feasible to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by over 50% by 2030, which would put us on course to likely keep warming below 2 degrees centigrade. But current pledges, and more importantly, current action, is nowhere near meeting that.
Can we come back to maybe just the methodology in this study as well, which I think is something new? It's the use of AI in plotting and predicting outcomes. Could this be a game changer, a major tool in the continuing assessment of climate?
I think it's an interesting approach. I think it's too early to say whether it could be a game changer. But certainly what it does do is bring the benefit of looking at it in yet another different way. And the fact that the results broadly line up with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, particularly on 1.5 degrees, is heartening in terms of increasing our confidence in the reality of the fact that we will cross 1.5 at some point in the next decade, almost irrespective of our choices.
We will cross 1.5. This study, though, is pessimistic around that 2 degrees as well.
It is, and I'm not quite clear why it's so pessimistic around the 2 degrees, and it will take time to work that through. And as I said, beware the single study syndrome. The IPCC looked at many hundreds of studies to come to its careful deliberations, which did point to the fact that early action and aggressive action on mitigation can keep us below 2 degrees. But it is very aggressive and very early action, far more than we have thus far, either nationally or globally.
Professor Peter Thorne of Maynooth University, thank you for your time this morning.